Sukkah, Perkei Mishnah Beis. B'matzah Yontif Arishin Shochag, Yardu Le'ezus Noshim. They went down to the Ezus Noshim. There were steps going from the Ezus Yisrael to the Ezus Noshim. That's why the Loshon of Yardu. Misaknin Sham Tikkun Gadol. And they're misaknin a Tikkun Gadol. There was a big Tikkun. What was that? The establishment was, that was that they would surround the area where they would have the Beis HaShoeva. This area was surrounded by bleachers that the women would be higher up so they wouldn't intermingle with the men, and it would prevent Kalas Rosh and frivolity. Menorah shel zav hayu sham, and there were golden menorahs there. V'arba sfalim shel zav b'roshayim, and the top of every menorah there were four like large golden bowls on top of each and every menorah, on top of each and every candlestick. V'arba sulamas l'kol echad ve'echad, and what this means is that there was a ladder towards each bowl. So every menorah had four bowls on top, and there was a ladder that went to each bowl to fill that bowl up with oil and fix the wicks. V'arba yiladim mipirchei kahuna, and there were four children, sounds like for each menorah, from the pirchei kahuna. These were special bachrim that we're going to see, were very strong and zealous. Uvidem kadim shel shemen shel mea ve'esrim log. And in their hands, all together, there were pitchers of oil of 120 log. Each one had 30 log, and that was what he would schlep up the ladder. But all together, it was 120. Shein matil nechol seifo v'seifo. That they would be pouring into each and every bowl, meaning each bowl had 30 log poured into it. Altogether, it was 120. Why do we have to say altogether 120? Why not just say it was 30 for every bowl and keep it simple? Why mention this 120? So Taisi Zantiv says, perhaps we can say it's alluding to Moshe Rabbeinu, whose years were 120, and his Or of Torah spreads out on all of us, which means that these Bachrim were carrying, depends on what the shear is of a log, but it could be between approximately, depends on the shear, 10 liters or 18 liters, each of them. And the height of the menorah, whether it was the actual menorah itself or was standing on something, the Gemara says that it went up to 50 amas high, which is approximately 75 feet. That's very high to schlep that amount of oil. The Yerushalmi actually learns it was 100 amas high. It's double that, which is really, really high. So they had to be pretty strong to do this.